Several years ago, Carroll County's Quorum Court passed an ordinance to construct a rural public water system, the only county in the region without one. Within months, voters repealed the ordinance, with opponents claiming it had been pushed by a minority of developers. The Quorum Court has taken the matter up once again, but as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, it hopes to prove a majority of residents want it.
Hundreds of Coldwater Springs, which feed the Kings River and Leatherwood Creek, course through Carroll County. Yet water remains an issue for many, says Ron Flake, Carroll County Quorum Court Justice of the Peace, Berryville.
Most of us out here get by on wells, and some of the wells are very old. And with the last three-plus years of drought and water shortages, we've had a lot of wells fail. And we've got a real water problem for the rural parts of this county.
Berryville, Eureka Springs, and Green Forest tap onto the Carroll Boone Water District pipeline, which draws from Beaver Lake. 3 years ago, a group of Berryville developers and business owners wanted to bring water to their properties, so registered a Carroll County Rural Water Association with the state. They soon convinced the County Quorum Court to pass an ordinance to construct a county-wide rural water system administered by a public facilities board. But opponents, primarily from the Eureka Springs area, drummed up a special election, and in February of 2011, nearly 1,300 residents voted to repeal the ordinance, with 869 voting in favor. Quorum Court JP Ron Flake blames the weather. The conditions were snowy and icy, but also blames a minority of activists and county reporters for killing the project.
It was fairly cleverly and carefully orchestrated by some journalists and some people that are against growth in the county.
Opponents claim the new Rural Water Public Facilities Board would be run by special interests, operate autonomous of state and local government control, and not have to submit to financial audit. But members of the Quorum Court Water Committee have not given up and are revising the old ordinance to bring rural water before voters again, this time during the November 2014 election.
We cannot have the county run the board, but we can have some say in the succession on the board. The board will be comprised of members of the water system, and they will be elected by the members and users of the system. And the board will actually control the prices.
Ron Flake says the Quorum Court's not interested in establishing a county-run public water authority because the bureaucracy is too large and complex for the Quorum Court to manage, nor would a water improvement district work, which is too small and privately controlled. But an independent public facilities board could work with the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission to secure state and federal grants and loans and be liable for any risk.
We would buy water out of Beaver Lake through the Carroll Boone system and contract with the cities to connect onto their mains and go out into the county, spider webbing off of the systems that Berryville, Green Forest, hopefully Eureka, have that use Carroll Boone water.
All construction would have to be permitted and comply with state and federal environmental laws. Ron Flake said no county wells would be condemned, nor would participation be forced. He says the committee will model their system after Madison County's Water Facilities Board, established in 2001, but he failed to cite any cost figures. So we called manager Rodney Reynolds. He said their average household tap fee is around $800 plus plumbing inspection fees. Minimum monthly bills range from $30 to $50, depending upon terrain. He said 3,600 customers have purchased rural water over the past decade. He also said their board has been constructing the system slowly, section by section, to avoid large debt. As for the taking of private land in Carroll County to construct a water pipeline network, again, JP Ron Flake.
I foresee using existing rights of way along the county roads as much as possible.
But there's no question a massive water pipeline would have to cross lots of private property.
Public utility, and this would be considered a public utility, eminent domain goes with the territory.
Ron Flake's Quorum Court colleague, Lamont Ritchie, a JP from Eureka Springs, voted against the project in 2011. But based on concepts now being considered by the Quorum Court's Water Committee, of which he's been a member, Ritchie may be changing his mind.
And the consensus among the committee members has been that in terms of of the ability for the county to have some continuing oversight that the Public Facilities Board really does offer the most protection for people.
In the original ordinance, the Public Facilities Board would not have to place projects under $20,000 out to bid. That will change as well, he said.
If that exception cannot be overcome in whatever ordinance that the quorum court would come up with, then that would be a serious defect, because that's also a major concern of mine. I think that those involved in working with the Water Committee are making a real effort to be more transparent and upfront with the evaluation, number one, for the need for a rural water system, and number two, the best vehicle be used for providing rural water.
Of Carroll County's 28,000 residents, half rely on private wells. And Lamont Ritchie says requests for rural water are increasing. So Carroll County Quorum Court will draft a new and improved ordinance, he said, collect data, and educate the public to support its case for rural water in advance of the 2014 November elections. As for the Berryville business interests that initially pushed the county to bring public water to their projects, they ended up building their own private water company. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
More information is available by contacting the Carroll County Agriculture Extension Office in Berryville at 870-423-2958.